2025 was the deadliest year for civilians in Ukraine since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion nearly 4 years ago. And with Russia's strikes across Ukraine over the weekend, things are not getting any better. Rosemary DiCarlo is the United Nations Undersecretary General for Political and Peacebuilding Affairs.
The start of the new year has brought no peace or even respite to Ukraine, but renewed fighting and devastation. Large-scale aerial assaults by the Russian Federation against civilians and civilian infrastructure across the country have resulted in horrific levels of destruction and suffering.
She was speaking at Monday's emergency session of the UN Security Council. She described large-scale weekend Russian barrages that killed healthcare workers and hit energy infrastructure, leaving hundreds of thousands of households without electricity and heating.
They follow a well-established and deeply troubling pattern. Attacks escalate when weather conditions worsen and people's need for heating becomes most acute.
The Deputy U.S. Representative to the UN, Tammy Bruce, said U.S. and European Union diplomats met with Ukraine days ago to advance peace negotiations.
Thanks to the leadership of President Trump, we are closer to a deal now than at any point since the war began. Despite this, Russia launched more attacks on Ukraine, including its launch of its nuclear-capable Oryshnik ballistic missile, targeting an area of Ukraine close to the border with Poland and NATO. This constitutes another dangerous and inexplicable escalation of this war.
Russian delegate Vasily Nebenzia spoke of wanting Ukraine's leader to come to his senses and agree to realistic terms, saying, "Until then, we will solve problems by military means." Ukraine's representative, Andriy Melnyk, said Ukraine remains committed to the peace process begun by President Donald Trump. But he says Russia is deliberately derailing peace initiatives.
We call upon our allies to introduce additional sanctions and increase economic pressure on Russia, including tougher measures targeting the shadow fleet, further restrict energy revenues, as well as Moscow's ability to acquire critical components for weapons production.
Since the start of the full-scale invasion in February of 2022, at least 15,000 Ukrainian civilians have been killed, according to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.